Good morning. I don't know if you read the news, read the newspaper, watch the news, get your news off the internet. I get a little saddened by what I see. I get a little saddened by the fact sometimes you don't know what to believe. You know, we get things sent to us that when you challenge it, seems like their views are very biased. So without the truth, sometimes it's hard to understand what to believe. But we hear in our readings today, in our gospel, so be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. You are a temple of God, you are holy. In the first reading, be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Holy, holy, meaning belonging to God. Acting as Jesus taught us, as he showed us in his life. Last week and this week go together. They basically give us some ideas, some rules, some guidance on how to live. Last week we heard that if murder is bad, if you stop it at the anger stage, you'll never get to the murder stage. That adultery is bad, but if you prevent lust, if you know that lust is the sin, you'll never get to the adultery part. They go on to talk about divorce and false witness. To me, it's all common sense. And this week, we start Lent on Wednesday. So the week before, you're going into Lent with these two ideas on how to live. How to treat those of us around us. For many of us, it's hard to control our anger, our sinful thoughts. But we hear today, and what Jesus' message is, take small steps. Try to see if you can give someone else a holy moment to be that holy person that you are. To really understand the gospel today, let's take a look and look a little deeper. The idea of eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, in Jesus' time, and actually before Jesus' time, in the Old Testament time, was based on a Greek law called lex talionis. It wasn't what you think, though. It wasn't a matter of retaliation. It was actually the first step to mercy. Because so many people, instead of doing an eye for an eye, if you hurt my eye, I mean, I can take out two of yours. If you cut off one of my hands, I had the right to cut off two of yours and one of your legs. It was gone to the extreme. The original idea behind lex talionis was to basically keep the punishment equal to what you incurred. But just like last week, Jesus says that we, as good Christians, as followers of Jesus, we need to take that next step. We need to do more. So when he talks about striking the cheek, what striking the cheek actually would happen in those days is that people would use the back of their hand so that they could hit the other person on their right cheek. The backhanded slap was actually not meant to cause injury, but it was meant to cause that person dishonor. You were putting them down. Jesus is today basically saying, don't be dishonored so easily. Rise above it. Rise above it. There's a man named Charles. He and his wife Elizabeth had an oldest son who was married and married a Protestant girl. After going many years to his Catholic church, because Charles and Elizabeth were very good Catholics, his son came to him one day and said, I'm going to try my wife's church. Charles's reaction was very subtle, not subtle. Charles's reaction was, Well, if he's going to do that, I'm not going to talk to him anymore. Fortunately, Charles shared this story with a very wise priest. The priest told him, don't overreact. He's not saying to you personally an offense. Because that's how Charles was taken. It was offense to himself. He said, rise above it. And he said, besides, do you want him to come back into the Catholic Church? He said, yeah. He says, you think he's going to do that if you're not talking to him? Charles just dropped his head and knew the priest was right. It's as bad as sometimes you've got to let these things go. The foolishness that happens with our teenagers and those younger who spend time on Facebook know that there's foolishness that can be gotten on Facebook. Rise above it. Just let it go. Don't react to something that's just foolish. The second thing is when Jesus talked about a tunic and a cloak. A tunic was like an all-in-one garment. It's actually very similar to our albs. And it was the basic garment that everybody wore. Those who could afford them had a cloak, which was like an exterior garment. It was more special. People had many tunics, but usually only had one cloak. And the nice thing about a cloak is if you got cold at night, you'd use actually the cloak to cover with. Jesus said, when dealing with a cloak, if someone asks for a tunic, give you your cloak. He says, don't do the basic. Give that person something special. Give them that extra piece. Someone asks you to go a mile, go two. What Jesus is referring to is that in those times, a Roman soldier could actually stop a citizen and say, I'm tired. This weapons that I'm holding is heavy. Would you mind? Well, actually, wasn't a matter of would you mind. Here, carry my stuff and carry it for a mile so I don't have to. If a citizen said, no, I'll do 2 miles, now he's gone beyond the obligation to truly helping, to assisting somebody. If you're a high school student and somebody asks you, I'm having problems with this math problem, you help them with that math problem and say, are you having any other problems? Go that extra mile. Do that little something extra. There was a lady named Aunt Betty. She asked her nephew, Michael, can you take me to the store? Michael didn't hesitate. He was just got his driver's license. He loved to drive at that time. He took his cousin, Aunt Betty, to the store. Aunt Betty was his favorite. To be honest with you, I think he liked Aunt Betty because she made his favorite meatballs. But instead of just sitting in a car and listening to his music, he went into the store because he just enjoyed spending time with his Aunt Betty. He got amused when she'd go from spice to spice trying to decide which one she wanted. He enjoyed just being with her. And by the way, on the way home, he knew there was a favorite place that he liked. She liked to stop at pastries. So he stopped there and bought her a pastry. Doing beyond the obligation to do something extra. Those are holy moments that you can do for other people. John Paul II nailed it when he said, don't be afraid to be holy. Have the courage and humility to present yourselves to the world determined to be holy. Since full true freedom is born from holiness. True freedom. Not enslaved to emotions. Not enslaved to anger and envy and impatience. But free. You know, many of us know, we read this and sometimes we think, oh, Jesus is just saying we're supposed to be a doormat. People just let people trample over us. That's not what he's saying. He's saying stand firm, but with respect for yourself and respect for the other person. Someone offends you in a minor way, just brush it off. Someone especially you care for asks for assistance. Don't just do what they ask for, do more. You're saying, I can't do that on my own. Ask for God's grace, because that is the definition of grace. God helps you do what you can't do on your own. Come, you're going to hear in a little bit about a holy hour. We have extended holy hours during Lent. Well, we have holy hour instead of for 1 hour, it's for 23 hours. It is amazing. I come here at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's 7 people in a chapel. It is amazing what you can do by spending some quiet time during Lent. Basically, what we're saying is be that holy temple that you are. In your unique way, be as perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Amen.